السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا أفأمن الذين مكروا السيئات أن يخسف الله بهم الأرض ويأتيهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون. آج
ٹوڈے بیکاز آف مٹیریلزم اینڈ پریفرنس آف مٹیریل تھنگس man is moving away from moral values and etiquettes and away from God, and there are only a few who understand the fact that all the blessings and all those things which is benefiting man have been created by God, and because of man being the best of creation, Allah has subjugated all those things to man. And the mind which Allah has bestowed on this best of creatures, by using it, by creating new inventions, he is making a means of his comfort and his protection. It is such a matter which should remind man that he should be grateful to his God and understand the purpose of his creation, which is to worship one and only God who has provided all these blessings, who has created the whole system and has set in service of man. And as I just said, there are very few who understand this fact. Rather, their number is increasing, who not only fail to understand but are working against it. And in their worship of materialism and their preference of materialism, they have advanced so much that not only that they have no link with God, but they ridicule and make fun of religion. They ridicule and laugh at the prophets, and there are also such a section who not only deny God but ridicule it. They are writing books about denying God, and they are among the most circulated books and the one which are most loved. The number of such people in Europe and in the West is increasing, who are going away from God, who are creating such profane literature, and they prefer such a literature. And these people are helpless in this, that their religion has not comforted their heart and satisfied their mind, that rather than one and only God, who is the source of all powers and is creator of everything, they leave him and wander here and there, and many different gods give them a preference, and they are ignorant of a living God. It is obvious that such people who think this way about religion or about God, these people increase in restlessness. That they say that we think of religion but we are not gaining anything, it is because they have forgotten God, and this is what is taking them away from religion. Some have advanced so much that they are denying the concept of God. Not only they deny it, but they use profane words about God and make it laughing stock. And there are some people who have increased so much in malice, that every day they ridicule the Islam and the founder of Islam and the Quran. They attack, they try to attack, and they attribute such things to the Holy Prophet and the Holy Quran, which has nothing to do with the Holy Quran or with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In any case, people of such type, and the type which I mentioned earlier, who have moved away from religion and do not believe in the concept of God, they also try to find fault with it. They give examples mostly of Islam and Muslims. The fact is that all these people can see that the true concept of religion and of God, which any teaching can present, is now only and only Islam and Islam's teaching and the Quranic teaching. Some have malice and hatred against Islam, that one wonders and is amazed that in this time, in these knowledgeable people in the West who think they are the standard bearer of freedom and of not interfering with others. There are such people here who have crossed all limits, and the animosity against Islam had blinded them. Recently, there was a political leader whose name was Khairat Builder, who had given a statement, who had expressed his hatred and his malice against Islam. And many of you must have heard his ridicules, and the world also is aware of it. He writes, I want people to see the truth themselves. These are the most cunning of these people. They say that this begins with Muhammad, peace and blessings Allah be upon him, that Muslims paint a good picture of him, but they were not quite like that as long as they lived in Mecca, and when they were whole few parts of the Holy Quran, they had some love for them, but as he became old, he moved to Medina. He was then moving towards extremism, and he says that the chapter 9 in verse 5, you notice how the Christians and Jews and the ones who have apostate, they have taken extreme stance, and the biblical teaching is similar, but I don't want to touch it here. And they also say that there is no concept in Quran about the government and religion. And not only that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was extremist, but he himself had extreme views. He writes further in another newspaper that I am upset by listening to the worship of God. He has not only demanded to put restrictions on the Holy Quran, but he has also doing against the politicians. He says, I have become upset with Islam. No one, no Muslim should migrate here and seek asylum here. I have become upset about this Quran, and he is profane, and it should be put, there should be some restrictions on it. Whereas he himself is doing profane words. And he said, as the Holy Prophet ﷺ grew older, he was becoming extremist, and the malice has made him blinded, and he has not even taken the trouble of read the Holy Quran. Anyway, they never read Holy Quran themselves, they only talk of hearsay. That, let alone Holy Quran, they are also evading the history, that even the Christian could not find objections. They are finding objection. Chapter Al-Ma'idah is not only Madianite chapter, but they were revealed in the last year of Islam. And what is the teaching of going against terrorism and against extremism and establish peace? The last chapter which was revealed in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is it teaching? Allah says, la yajramannakum shana'anu qawmin ala alla ta'dilu aydilu huwa aqrabu littaqwa, that the animosity against any nation must not prompt you to not follow justice. You must follow justice, and this is nearest to righteousness. now show us where is this beautiful teaching in their religion or any other religion. But those who have been blinded by malice and hatred, they never even see what is good. Allah has already said that those who are blind, how can you show them the light and their path? You cannot do it. Then this builder sahab says that in chapter Tawbah verse 5, there is an extremist view against Christians, Jews and apostates. If they were to remove their veils over their eyes and read the Holy Quran sincerely, they will see it themselves. That in this verse, Allah had permitted war against those who do not stop and do not make any compact, and they are creating disorder in the land. And now that the Islamic government is there, then you can, those who are fighting you, you should also fight these idolaters, because they are inciting the fire of hatred and of war against you. Not only that you have to just kill them, because it also says you can imprison them, you can keep an eye on them so that they do not create and incite and raise the fire of hatred and disorder in the land. If according to Buddha, there should be freedom in this respect, and everyone has the permission, then first in their own country, because he is a political leader, he should pass a law to free all the criminals, that one can do what one likes. And these criminals will not be followers of any religion, because criminals are found in every nation and every religion. Why are they pursuing and after just Muslim religion, who are living peaceably, who are following the law of the land? And at the end, he has shown his malice in this way, that which shows that this man is against God. He is against one and only and living God of Islam. Because they can see that this is the only religion which can silence everyone with the logical argument, and therefore they say they will not use logic, because they don't have any logical reasons, but by passing the laws of the land we should control them, and no other way we can do it. So this is the sign of those who are defeated. He is acknowledging himself that we have been defeated in Holland from time to time. They talk against Islam, and there are storms against Islam, and they also sometimes talk against the veil of the ladies or for other aspects, but it does not mean that the whole Dutch nation is the same. They have decent people, and there are different people of different levels. There are good people among them, and whatever they have said against the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet, they have also shown a reaction against it. And there is a member of parliament, whatever his name, Huzur says that he says, addressing him, that you have no right to take away the religious freedom. Jaisal Bloom is a member of a Puda party. He writes, Wilder is misguided. and the, you can believe in any faith you want. There is another leader of a party, he wrote, he is also a member of parliament, that he has left all the limits behind. Wilders could be called a racist person. Then there is a lawyer who also been a counselor. As a individual, as a, he has raised a case against him with the police. There is a lady who also rejected his statements. Likewise, one wrote that to put restrictions on the books is a start of dictatorship. The cabinet here also shown an extreme reaction against Wilder and say that such statements has disgraced and dishonored a large majority of Muslims by his statement. The Foreign Secretary has also said that there is no respect for the freedom. There are also decent people here, and also the type like Wilder. It is the duty of every Ahmadi that wherever they should not only reject the objections of these people, they should also be thankful to these decent people who so far adhere to moral values. They should convey the beautiful teachings of Islam to them, those who are of good nature and also just people among them. They should convey to them the message of one and only God. They should tell the reasons, what are the reasons of their evils, because you are going away from God, you should recognize your Creator God. Among the public, you should also convey the message of one and only God and tell them the peace and tranquility of heart is not in the dazzling of the material things and of comfort and enjoyment and of drinking. Some people also to take drugs. Tell them that the real peace is to come to God. Therefore, you should recognize and know God, who is the master and of all the powers. Those who are extremist and are going away from the truth and or ridicule Islam, you must not follow them. Allah does punish those who pass all limits. And those who are like this guy Wilder, you should tell them that do not incite and excite the sense of honor of God. These days the storms and earthquakes, there are there sometimes there are storms of wind and storms of water. This is a warning that those who pass all limits, they can also be destroyed. No country of the world is protected, no man in the world is protected. Holland is also a country which most of it is the claimed land from the sea. They do not leave the storms, do not leave the heights and the mountains. In 1953, there was a storm in Holland which had harmed a great majority of the population. After that, the government here, they had made a great plan to protect them, where they put great dams over the rivers, and and they had done Delta Works. I had also gone to visit it. It is a good human effort, but in the world, as the type of storms that are rising, no country is safe from it. There was a guide with us. He said to me that because of this, we have now protected Holland for the future damage. I said to him that we have made the best effort to protect it. The only God knows truly to what extent you and to what time you have protected it and how long it will last. He said, you are right. So after this, whenever he was giving me the detail with every word, every sentence, he said, this is an effort because such storms come generally after 200 years. But Allah knows best when the storm will come and how far we are protected against it. And when he was giving this detail, he acknowledged the transcendence of God, and he said, only if Allah protect us, we will be protected. So here there are people, if you were to explain to them, they immediately arise in their mind the concept of one and only God. Then in the end, they do remember God, they don't remember anyone else. So he said, write your impressions as a visitor in the book. So I wrote in the book that this is a good human effort, and it is a great plan which they have made for protecting the country. But you must always remember that the true plans are of God, and the true protection, you should always remember God. In any case, these days the materialism in which the world has advanced, and West is the same, so is the East, and they have forgotten God. Then some sections which are advanced further, then they are also inciting and exciting the sense of honor of God. Not only they forget him, but they also do ridiculous language against God. All these people are inviting the punishment from God. And it is the duty of every Ahmadi that make the argument final. They should tell in every country the true picture of Islam to the Christians, to the Jews, to the non-religious, and to the Muslims, those who have denied the promised Messiah despite witnessing all the signs. So the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says, if I did not come, then these adversities would have delayed a bit, but with my coming, Allah's plan of sense of honor have become obvious. If you were to examine the last 100 years, then the earthquakes and the acts of God are much more than previous 1100 or 1200 years. This year also there were many earthquakes and storms, and they were shown in various parts of the world, and this is a warning by God that they should recognize God. It is the duty of every Ahmadi that whereas they should create pious changes within himself, they should also tell the world that you can only be saved from these adversities and to recognize God, and do not make His beloved the target of your laughter and your ridicule. Whatever problems that has arisen and the adversity that has arisen, let me put before you a brief analysis. It has never happened that every part of the world has faced some problem. But if you will see this year that everywhere there are problems, you should tell them that there is still time that man should recognize his Creator. These low level adversities and problems can be of a higher level. So every Ahmadi more than before should convey the message of God to the world. The statistics that I had gathered, I'm not sure whether they are complete, but according to those statistics, in February this year, there were floods in Indonesia. 340,000 people have been misplaced from their homes. There were two earthquakes, 6.4 and 6.3 Richter scale. Then Indonesia in Sumatra, there was an earthquake with a few hours gap. Then in Solomon Island in the Pacific, there was an earthquake, which was a major earthquake, and thousands of people were displaced. It was 8.6 Richter scale. Then there were floods in Pakistan, in Karachi. Heavy rains have created many floods. Thousands of people have been displaced, and many were died. And in Balochistan, 25,000 people were affected, and 30,000 homes were demolished, and 6,000 villages were destroyed. Then in June, in Pakistan, there was they feared a cyclone, but it went to Balochistan and it created havoc there. In June, in Bangladesh, there was a great storm, and there was much destruction. In July, in India, there were floods. Then in July, also half of the UK was inundated under flood, and before that there were storms, Germany and here and everywhere they were affected. Then in Pakistan, because of lightning, there was great destruction. Then there was earthquake in Japan, which was also 6.8 Richter scale magnitude. Then in August, in America, there were storms and strong winds, and there was much destruction. In China, there were many people who were affected, and there was widespread destruction. In North Korea, the rain and floods destroyed. Then in India, there was further floods. Then there was another earthquake, and that created much widespread destruction. Then there were further floods in Pakistan. So all these things, which I have mentioned briefly, are to remind you. In Australia, there was great destruction from storms. The motorways were destroyed. One could never have imagined that. Then in Burkina Faso, in America, there was heavy rain and there was dreadful destruction. 200,000 people were affected. Then in Hawaii, there was hurricane and there was much destruction. And there was also an earthquake. And they say that there is much less possibility of such distress, such storms and hurricanes in Hawaii. In Arabian Sea, there was a storm which is faced by other oceans, but never in the Arabian Ocean. And there was there are normally cyclones on the dry land. There was a storm in Alabama, and there was a warning, and despite that it created much destruction. There was a high school where people were sheltering, and that was destroyed, and many other buildings were destroyed, and wherever they sought shelter, the tornado was destroying such buildings. In South Africa there was a great storm. So all these things tell you that Allah's destiny is not at work and is reminding man that they should recognize one and only God and do not cross all limits, do not ridicule prophets and God. And the verse that I recited, the translation is that those who made plans, are they safe? Allah will not make them disappear in the earth, or there could be a punishment from heaven which they cannot even imagine. So what Allah has said, that those who make plans, evil plans, they cannot fight God. When they go past the limits, then Allah's mill comes into action. So when these small storms or big storms and earthquakes which they have been faced, they should learn a lesson from them. West as well as the East should learn from it. And of every follower of religion, Muslims as well as the follower of other religion, they must reflect and ponder and find why Allah's wrath is excited. They should ponder over the call of this caller, because Promised Messiah had said, if I had not come, then problems would have been delayed. But if you have to be saved from this, and then the Muslim will have to reflect over his call, and the Christians will have to ponder, and so should the followers of other religions, and also those who do not follow any religion, they will have to ponder over it. Otherwise, they should know that it is also a declaration of the caller that, O Europe, you are not safe. O Asia, you are not protected either. O those who live in the islands, no fictitious god will help you. I see the cities falling, and I see the populations destroyed, and evil things have been done in the eyes of God. He had been quiet, but now he will show his face. Those who have ears, they should listen. This time is not away. I have tried to bring them under the protection of God. Allah is slow in wrath. You should repent so that you can show be mercy. Those who forget, leave God is a worm, not a man, and the one who does not fear him is dead, not alive. So this is the message which every Ahmadi has to give it to the world to save the world. May Allah enable us to recognize God sincerely and truly, and we should also may Allah also make the world to recognize one and only God, so that rather than the wrath and punishment of God, we can deserve His mercy and compassion.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله